So you expect Life Sunday then. We hear the Pharisees once again try to trick Jesus. Their question this Sunday is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife? The answer by that time was the answer to the people because of Mosaic tradition was indeed it was. So they thought they had Jesus by the hand here today. But Jesus tricks them. And Jesus takes it back beyond Deuteronomy. That's why we hear so many of these Mosaic laws. He takes them back to the beginning. And that's what I want to look at today is what God says about marriage and what Jesus says about marriage. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. These are not the easiest homilies to give because we have many people here, you know, that are divorced and all along all these different things I'm going to talk about today. I just want to be clear. I'm not out to point fingers, say I'm not out to shame. But I do feel as a Catholic priest, especially with so many issues that are arising today, for us to have a pretty good grasp of what it is that we as the Catholic Church teaches. And that's what I want to do. And what we're going to learn today is this really comes from God and Jesus. We're going to keep coming back. God and Jesus. This isn't something that men made up in the church. It isn't something that somebody made up. It comes to us from God and Jesus. So let's look at that today. Jesus takes it back to the beginning. We heard that. Genesis. Way back to the beginning. And in the end, the beginning, we realize there were two created. Their names were what? And Adam and Eve. And we have one man and we have one. All right. So from that, we realize in this story that God institutes the first sacrament all the way back to the beginning, all the way back to Genesis, all the way back at the creation story, because he implements the sacrament of marriage, divinely authored and brought forward today by Jesus Christ. So let's look at what Jesus says, and let's talk about some topics that are hot out there on the street these days. Okay, so let's go. Jesus begins with the words, God made them male and female. Boy, I tell you, one of the hot topics out there today is identity. Am I a male? Am I a female? Is it okay to change from being a male to a female? I don't like my sex, and so I want to change my sex. The list goes on and on and on. And yet, when we look at the story, we realize this. Jesus says this. Ready? God made them male and female. Question. Do you believe God makes mistakes? If you do, then you don't really believe in God. Not God. God is perfect. So what are we saying? God doesn't make mistakes? So then God creates us as a man or as a woman. And as a man or as a woman, he gives us a mission. So I want us to understand today, there is dignity in being a man. There is dignity in being a woman. And no man, woman, no matter how hard they try to go through all these sex changes, can become a man, just vice versa. We still are who we are because we have a soul. Can't change the soul. God made male and female. All right. Jesus continues, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and be joined to his wife. And the same can be said, for this reason, a woman shall leave father and mother and also be joined to her husband. The whole issue of same-sex marriages is another hot topic that's out there. Believe me, it even creeps into the church. And I want to share with you what a priest once wrote on this topic. And I quote, I am not in the business of judging. That is God's business. All right? The church teaches that we are to treat every person with dignity, respect, and love. Spot on. You're spot on there. You have no right to point fingers. Okay? And yet he continues with these words too. He says this, I too am open and honest to everyone. That I stand with the church's teaching that is nearly 2,000 years of understanding and defining the sacrament of marriage as the lifelong union of one man and one woman. Jesus was radical. And what Jesus could have said is, God, you know, Father, back in the beginning when you made them male and female and said, for this reason a man shall leave father and his mother, two became one, that's not quite up to today standards. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to change it. Jesus says this, for this reason man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. For this reason a woman shall leave his father and mother and be joined to her husband. Jesus didn't change it. This is found in Genesis by God, in Jesus, in Mark. Marriage is built by God. Again, this isn't something the church has all made up over its own time. By God, by Jesus, one man, one woman. Okay, more from Jesus. And the two shall become one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate. You know, marriage is a mixture. It brings its joys, it brings its sadness. It brings its happiness, it brings sadness. It brings sickness, it brings health. There's better, there's worse. I'm going to read a little short story with you today that I think helps this. The waiters and waitresses at Cinderella's Castle in Disney World treat their customers like royalty, literally. A man wrote in Reader's Digest that after lunch at Cinderella's Castle, the waiter asked him, and I quote, is there anything else my Lord wishes? Yes, he said, I'd like my wife to treat me like this, like royalty at home. Then a waiter bowed to the wife and said to her, my Lord desires to be treated like a king in his castle. With that, the waiter continued with the wife. May I suggest a reply? Sure, the wife said. And the waiter says this, and I quote, tell him he spent too much time in fantasy land. Okay? Marriage isn't perfect. Why? Because marriage has always been an imperfect institution because it's built on imperfect persons. We're imperfect. We're imperfect. And so, what have people thought about? Well, here's another option we could try. Let's just live together before marriage. If it works, if it seems to fit, we'll marry. Well, what's interesting here is this, the statistics prove this, that there's actually a higher divorce rate among those who live together before marriage than those who do not. Why? And I'm going to read this to you. I want you to listen very carefully. There's a lot of wisdom in this. Those who find out what it's like to live together before they get married cannot find out what it's like to be committed to someone else until they are really committed to someone else. Living together doesn't mean commitment. Only when you're committed do you understand what commitment really is. Here's an example. I'll give you myself. Before I was ordained to the priesthood, I stood before the bishop and I said, okay, I'll be ordained for the diocese of Winona, Rochester. I will be ordained for that. What's that mean? I am committed. No trials here. I didn't get to test it out. I didn't to try it. What does that exactly mean? I'll give you some examples. Number one, it means this. Let's just say the Sioux City all of a sudden doubled the salary that priests got. Boy, that's tempting. But I can't jump to the Sioux City diocese. Here's another example. What if along the line, I don't like the bishop, and I like the bishop in another diocese? Well, I can't jump across. Here's another one, and this is true. What if the fishing in South Dakota and North Dakota is better than in southern Minnesota? And it is. Okay, it is. I can't leave. I didn't get to try it. I just committed, and what did that mean? For better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, I would be committed and ordained to this diocese till, guess when? Death. Sound familiar? That's my life. get to try it out, give it a shot, anything like that. That's commitment. One more thing from the lips of Jesus Christ. Whoever divorces and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. Okay? For someone who wants to remarry then in the church, we have this thing called an annulment. Now, there's a lot of confusion out there. I hear, you know, on television, many people talk about getting an annulment. Well, really, they aren't. They're getting a divorce decree. Annulments don't get into the issue of who gets what. Okay? Who gets the house? Who gets the car? Who gets this much money? Who gets that? That's the divorce decree. That's all about civil law. That deals with all of that. The annulment looks at the sacramental bond. And here's what an annulment is. An annulment is a judgment by the church after long and serious study that a given marriage was lacking something to qualify it as a marriage. Here's some examples. Serious addictions. Drugs, alcohol, the refusal to have children. One of the great standards of the church is openness to life. Serious immaturity can be reasons and not the sole reasons behind why an annulment is being granted. Okay? Different divorce decree. We don't deal with that. That's between the civil courts. We simply deal with the idea of a sacramental bond. Okay? Now there's a lot more to touch on with this. I've tried to touch on some of the hot button issues, but I want to say this in closing. This is Respect Life Sunday. And we oftentimes think about life from conception to natural death, and we do, we respect that. But I think what we need to start doing too is we need to start respecting the institution of marriage. I've laid it out clearly. Again, very clearly, what God says is what Jesus says. They're on the same page. Divinely authored, built on permanence, fidelity, okay, oneness, openness to life, till death, one man, one woman. That is what the church teaches, and we will always teach. And I'm telling you something right now, our standing on this issue is seriously under attack. It is under attack. Okay? I always say this, and I'm going to share this with you. When the marriage amendment came back, I had people walk out of my homily. But one of the things I shared that day is this. If this passes, and once you know the Supreme Court then ruled in, but here's one of my worries, and I still stand by this today. Before I die, I have a feeling we're going to be fighting this. Can one man marry two women? Can one marry man, a man and a woman? And where does that end? Don't laugh at this, but it's already happened. Some guy decided to try to file and get a decree that he can marry his dog. Do you see where this goes? It just opens up the can of worms, and it goes on and on and on. And we aren't ready. We ain't ready. Okay? It's under attack. We need to stay strong. And no matter what they say about the church, we will always stand strong because this is the word of God. This is the word of Jesus Christ. Stay strong, brothers and sisters. Stay strong. So let's pray for each other today and let's close in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.